Tonight, the NPP minority's explosive accusation revealing how government covertly introduced gay and lesbian content into Ghana's school curriculum.
We want to do this to safeguard the values we as a society have come to accept and cherish and are protecting. We will not allow NDC to be doing propaganda with LGBT and then turn around to come and introduce this in our teacher manuals. It is most unacceptable, diabolical and mischievous.
We hear from the Education Ministry as it comes under intense pressure to withdraw the controversial curriculum. And Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil Enjoy, Holy Sleep, and by Short Pension Trust, into the future with you. Tonight, government stands accused of covertly introducing gay and lesbian content into Ghana's school curriculum. Former Deputy Education Minister and lead sponsor of the anti-LGBTQ plus Bill John in Team Fojo made the disclosure with evidence of pages from the new curriculum, warning the move undermines public trust and parliamentary oversight. Now, this is also as part of teaching and learning materials that have been developed for teachers to use in teaching students. The Asin South MP criticized the printing and distribution of teacher manuals and other teaching and learning materials to schools, which he claims contains content promoting an LGBTQ plus agenda. Listen to him.
So NDC has diabolically smuggled content of LGBT promotion agenda into teachers' manual of physical education and health elective subject for year two. In fact, all between 2017 and 2024, all the curriculum reforms we undertook never included any portion related to LGBT. As a matter of fact, we ensured that they were in line with our values and our conservative family principles as a country and our constitution. And so we just woke up to NDC printing 2025 versions of year two physical education health teacher manuals in hard copy, distributed them to various schools, and the definition of gender, the definition of sexual rights and identity and such key terminology have been completely changed from what was approved, and new introductions that are very palpable expressions of LGBT propagation and promotion are rather, in a very absurd manner, found expression in the textbooks. We are calling for the immediate withdrawal, a recall of all the textbooks printed and distributed to our schools. We are also urging an immediate review of the curriculum and the teacher manual, textbooks, and all relevant TLMs that have been laced with this diabolical LGBT agenda online and in all digital forms with immediate effect, and then call for comprehensive review of the curriculum and all TLMs to ensure that they reflect what was approved and they reflect the values and principles of our family system. Mm. That is what we want to do, this to safeguard the values we as a society have come to accept and cherish and are protecting. We will not allow NDC to be doing propaganda with LGBT and then turn around to come and introduce this in our teacher manuals. It is most unacceptable, diabolical.
So that's the ranking member on the Defense and Interior Committee and the lead sponsor of the anti-LGBTQ plus bill in Parliament. Now, board chairman of the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment, NACA, Professor Vincent Asamful, says portions of the teacher's manual has since been amended.
I don't know, In Chuayeno, we did it in the review process, you know. Now, because there, you flag that definition. How it went through the process, Obia, Nenyam Bahona, unfortunately, we're going to teach everyone some more the child, you know. Something we can talk about. But, I mean, Chadi, I couldn't have better on him there. Yeah, Sakremo, Calcolum, no more. And you know, in the process, you know, it will be done. I have instructed my director general that they should issue a statement to clarify and to make the point that bit. And in fact, it is not only that bit, the whole section, you know, that definition of terms, you know, I just went through before your call came for the interview. I think we have to have a second look at that whole definition of term section on your gender section and continue. And you know, you meet one among and may I share teachers and well meaning Ghanaians, and I share in the consensus of teachers in a work for there. The main aspect, you know, in the review of the curriculum, you know, in the meantime, you know, I will discuss with them the remedial steps that they take to forestall any inconvenience that section may be causing teachers and parents and students altogether.
Professor Vincent Asamfol is the board chair of NACA. He spoke largely in Fanti. My colleague Kenneth Jesse is joining me in studio for us to do with more coming in from on this particular story. But Ken, I want you to, once you listen to this, just a brief summary of it in English for us.
First of all, he apologized to parents and all those affected by those amendments. But he says that there has since been an amendment and was surprised that those definitions in portions of the teacher's manual were able to pass through without a lot of them citing these anomalies, he says.
Well, we'll speak to Reverend Chief Ojo himself, National Coalition for Proper, Proper Human Sexual Rights and Family Values, and NAGRA shortly. But Ken, we've been following this story. I want to find out from you, what part of the manual really ignited the fury of John Intim Fojo?
Right, so Brace, it's the
Zamadisco, I was there.
Topic called Key Components of Sexual and Reproductive Health. Mm. And under it, there's a title, Sexual Rights, which the manual defines as the recognition of sexual rights, which includes right to sexual pleasure, autonomy over one's own body, as well as freedom from violence and discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity.
Mm. All right. We'll delve more in this particular story. I'm grateful to you for the clarification that you've brought here. But let's go on to the phone lines now and speak to the people who matter on this particular story. Reverend Tim Fojo himself is joining us live now. We'll also be speaking the man who has been working in the education space for some time now, Kofi Asare, to help us understand what the processes that these manuals go through before they are approved and actually printed. Reverend, I'm grateful to you for joining us. Can you even help us on that? You've been a Deputy Minister of Education before. What processes do these manuals go through before they are, authorized for printing?
Yeah, thank you very much, Kujo. So I must indicate that we are deeply appalled and disappointed in the action of this government. All the action they've indicated, suppressing the introduction of the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill from Parliament, all the drama they put the bill through, removing it from the order paper, and gagging Parliament from even considering its first passage, its first reading. All these actions are coming to reinforce why. Because we have established a curriculum, and then we just handed over to you. You have to take it over from there, develop the other manuals, the teacher and other textbooks consequential to that, only for us to sleep and wake up. And you have printed and distributed thousands, hundreds of thousands of such copies to schools, indicating to teachers. This is teacher manual. It's the very core of the curriculum. It provides pedagogy. It provides guidance to how instruction must be delivered. And the key areas, you are telling the teacher what they must teach the learner. And here, you are, in this case, you are defining gender, you're defining sexual rights, and you are introducing LGBT propagation. You are preferring definitions that are alien to the constitution of this country. And you are using the language of the proponents of LGBT activities. The government, through our schools and through NACA, the Ministry of Education, now have become the mouthpiece of those activists who are promoting LGBT rights and telling the teacher that tell the learner as printed in the physical education and health teacher manual that sexual rights is how you feel about your sexual orientation and how you express it without discrimination, contrary to, and you are even defining the basic definition of gender. Everybody knows the definition of gender in this country, in our schools, in our churches, in our mosques, on media, on the streets. Everybody knows the non-binary definition and category of gender, being a male and female. Then you devote a whole paragraph redefining what we know in society, what society accepts, what the Constitution accepts. Who gave them the authorization to teach this kind of alien, diabolical, dangerous, LGBT concepts to our teachers? And our students, for that matter. So we are demanding the urgent recall of all the textbooks. When I put it out, there were people who were calling it all kinds of names, denying. People were even saying it was done during our time and all that. But now NACA has come to concede. This cannot be just omission. It must be properly looked at and comprehensively reviewed. Because there's a whole process. And to your question, when a curriculum is developed, all the other consequential TLMs that go with it, i.e. the teacher manual, teacher's guide, the textbook itself, supplementary material, all are developed from the curriculum. So you don't sneak in and smuggle in a foreign material into it. So this copyright 2025, printed by NACA and Ministry of Education, they must explain. They have a lot of probing to do.
Okay.
My colleagues on the Education Committee and on the minority caucus have also indicated their position. We are all demanding that the minister, NACA director, they must appear and offer explanation. They must recall, issue a statement. We haven't seen a statement so far. There's just inferences.
Okay.
They must issue a statement to recall all TLMs, textbook teacher manuals that have been poisoned with LGBT elements immediately. And as they recall them, we must sit down to properly review the soft copy online. Some of the online I've seen, they started editing some, but we need a comprehensive review.
Okay, Reverend, do stay with me. Let me bring in
bring Kofi. Them again for distribution.
Okay, do stay with me, Reverend. Let me bring in Kofi Asare, who is the Executive Director of Africa Education Watch. Mr. Asare, kindly help us understand, if such manuals are developed, at what point in time and what when are they authorized that indeed these ones can be printed for use?
The system works is that there is a more formal process for the authoring and publishing of textbooks after the curriculum has been developed. And to that extent, you will see NACA approved, a strict NACA approval process in that. And so if you are buying textbooks, you see NACA approved. There's a stamp on it that indicates that NACA has gone through the textbooks and then certified them before they are on the market. But these are not textbooks.
These are teacher manuals.
This is not a textbook. This is a teacher manual.
Yeah.
Teacher manuals were not an integral part of our, if you like, our curriculum regime. It was normally textbooks, curriculum, and then textbooks. But we had these teacher manuals among others because, first, of the gap it took or it normally takes to prepare all the content, all the textbook content, after a curriculum has been rolled out, so that teachers don't have to wait for textbooks and that they have some guidance, on how to use the curriculum to deploy their pedagogy, you know, and remain within the framework of the curriculum. That's why teacher manuals were introduced.
Okay.
And so it appears that the structures, the mechanisms for review, I mean, for developing content, reviewing and approving of textbooks is quite different, and that teacher manuals do not follow the same processes. And that is why it is possible that certain content which wouldn't have been, you know, approved through the textbook approval system could find them their way into the manual for teachers. I think it's an issue of it's a quality assurance issue, and it's important that we strengthen the quality assurance mechanisms in the production of not just our curriculum, but also the related materials used in deploying the curriculum in the classroom. As the Honorable Tim Fodjo indicated in his earlier interview, he called for a review of the curriculum and also a review of all those manuals. I think the best thing to do is to review the curriculum. The challenge is that we've been implementing the curriculum for barely 2 years. The curriculum was developed for the first batch of Form 1 students who went to school in 2024. And then the second batch are the current Form 2 students. And so we have 2 year batches now using the new curriculum.
So was this part of
if
that?
If you look
curriculum?
At the curriculum assessment framework, mm-hmm. The earliest time it has to be reviewed is, I think, 5 years. If I'm right,
But Mr. Sari, was this part we are seeing in the manual part of that curriculum that these streams of students have used?
I'm coming to that. Mm-hmm. So the point I want to make is that, even though it is not 5 years according to the curriculum's assessment framework, according to the curriculum's framework, even though it's not 5 years, such issues, you know, I mean, give concern enough to warrant a review within its 2 years of implementation. That's the point I want to make. And so I support Reverend Tim Fodjo's call for a review of the curriculum, and then also a total review of the teacher manual, to ensure that not just that section is expunged, but then any traces, you know, of content that is not consistent with law, culture, and morality, whatever, is actually reviewed consistent with the stringent mechanism that we know exists at NACA when it comes to doing same for textbooks, so that we can be assured that content that our teachers are using to teach our children are consistent with national values.
I'm grateful to you, Kofi Asare, Executive Director of the African Education Watch there. Let me bring in Jacob Anaba, who is President of NAGRATA. I'll bring in Johnny Tim Fodjo later on. But Mr. Anaba, I'm grateful to you. What's your thought and that of NAGRAT on this development that we are finding this in the teacher manuals? Hello, Mr. Anaba.
Hello.
Did you hear my question? I'm trying to find out from you.
It's very faint. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I want to find out from you your thought and that of NAGRAT on this particular gender identity definition in the teacher manual and what you expect must happen.
To be frank with you, I've not heard you clearly, but you're asking of my thoughts. If you recall, in 2019, when Dr. Matthew Puku Prempe was the Minister of Education, this thing came up. And we resisted it very, very strongly. It is against our norms, our national identity, our religious backgrounds. So we, as teacher union, as we did in 2019, we'll do the same today. We are even shocked that we are finding this in the teacher manual, because at the time the minister today, who was in opposition, were against all this content that we are talking about. So our stand is that it must be a response. It cannot find expression in our educational system and we are against it totally.
Right. We've been told that they've been recalled.
Hello?
We've been told that these manuals have been recalled. Are you aware of that?
I'm surprised. The one who knew have been very busy this week, so I have not paid particular attention to them. But I'm surprised. And we shall resist it. It cannot find expression in our educational system.
Yes, but we've been told that these manuals have been recalled. Are you aware of the recall?
No, not aware. I have to find out.
Okay.
I'm not aware.
Okay, so find out for us so that we know whether or not teachers are still in possession
sure.
of these manuals.
Sure, sure.
Let me bring in Reverend Timfojo again. Reverend, so who must be held responsible for this? Because I'm sure in the end we spent some resources in printing these manuals.
No, I mean, there's LGBT agenda. You must understand, and the public must appreciate that the LGBT agenda is a high-level agenda set from Jubilee House. So an instruction must have come from Jubilee House.
Why do you say so?
No, because the LGBT is a high-level agenda. LGBT agenda is not for crafters it's not for lower level implementers or actors. It is a high-level agenda setting because it is a taxpayer's money that is used to print these material. And at the end of the day, the framework that is laid out to approve what content a teacher must be trained with. And here, we shouldn't downplay the fact that it's a teacher manual. It is very more dangerous than it's coming in a textbook because it is the teacher manual that forms the pedagogy and forms the instruction that must be delivered to the student. So when you are implementing curriculum, no matter how fantastic your curriculum is, if you don't train your teachers and give them the required and optimum and accurate teacher manual, your implementation will fail.
But that's why a committee was put in place to look at this. If you accuse the Jubilee House of doing that, you must be doing that with evidence that indeed that's something that is coming from them.
No, so far they have told you they have recalled. Have they provided you any evidence that they have recalled it? No, nobody has given you evidence. Nobody has issued any statement and a directive to all heads of schools, to CHAFS, to NAGRAS. NAGRAS is a major actor in the education sector. They are not aware of any recall. You, the media, very important actors in this discussion. Have you cited any media, any statement coming from Ministry of Education? Any statement coming from GES?
We are told that statement will be coming up tonight.
Okay, so we are expecting it. But we would demand, we are demanding a statement from Ministry of Education. We are demanding a statement from Jubilee House to speak on this matter. The reason why we are not just letting it be taken as a trivial omission or addition is that LGBT matters. The curriculum was long approved during our time. So why would you smuggle it in? It's an alien thing. You have smuggled it in. And why are they shying away from listing the private members' bill on the order paper? They don't want to hear it. They don't want it to even be considered by Parliament.
But once you are finding ways to
bring in. This is a very dangerous thing.
But once you are hearing from NACA that particular portion is being amended, doesn't that satisfy your request?
No, but even before, it's part of the demands. It's one of the demands. One of the demands is that it has to be reviewed, not just lifted one item. Today alone, we've identified about. As and when you identify, then they will say, okay, there will be this revision. Let's have a comprehensive revision so that we are clear in our minds. And then let us investigate and probe to know how it found expression and how the instruction came from Jubilee House. All these things will be ascertained. How the ministry were complicit and how NACA was complicit. Let's have these safeguards. If we do not encourage these safeguards, we will sleep. And if somebody doesn't watch, if we have not prompted the public about this dangerous and diabolical content, how many parents will know? How many parents will know these things are being taught in our schools?
Okay. I'm grateful to you, Reverend Timfojo. He is ranking on the Defense and Interior Committee and also a lead sponsor of the anti-LGBTQI plus bill in Parliament. Now, Mr. Moses Fuamuni is Executive Secretary, National Coalition for Proper Human Sexual Rights and Family Values. I'm sure you've been following the discussions. Are you satisfied with the decision to recall these manuals?
Yeah. Hello?
I want to find out from you how satisfied... Hello? Can you hear me, sir? Ms. Amoni, can you hear me? Hello, Mr. Fuamuni. I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me, sir?
If you could lift your voice a bit, I couldn't hear you at all.
I don't know. I'm trying. Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes. It's
great.
Yes.
So I wanted to find out from you how satisfied you are to hear that there is the decision to recall these manuals.
Well, it's even the sad part is that it came out at all. You know, and that's the problem with the NACA, because this national, curriculum organization, were the same ones through whom we had this comprehensive sexuality education thing in 2018, if you remember. And so redrawing it, this is the second time they're redrawing things that they should have known should never have been allowed. You know, well, the good news for Ghanaians, because I think you don't have too much time, because we're going to discuss this more extensively maybe tomorrow. But the good news is that we've got a very good relationship with the Ghana Education Service. I like Professor Davis and all his directors, and clearly I don't think they're very happy about what has happened. But I think the people to blame are the regulators like NACA, who are in charge of curriculum. And also, let me tell you, are you aware that even though comprehensive sexuality education has been banned, there are some schools, these American and British schools here, who are still, you know, trying to promote these curriculum within their schools. We have challenged them to a meeting to address these matters, but nothing has happened. But hopefully, we can address all these matters in the coming weeks.
Does it come to you that supervision actually is not that effective when it comes to these...
Can you raise your voice a bit? I can hardly hear you.
Okay, I'm asking whether or not this brings to the fore the issue about supervision. This comes out, people draw their attention, but they still keep repeating.
Can you say it again? Sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm talking about supervision means for supervision. If it comes out, they are alerted, but still it keeps reflecting in the manuals that are being used to teach our kids. Whether it talks about the issue of supervision, which is lacking in the educational sector.
Well, I think you've hit the nail right on the head. The thing is, those who are supposed to do the right things are not doing it because they've been incentivized, and I mean it, to go the other way or to look away. Money has been pushed in there.
Incentivized right? by who?
They are the people who are supposed to be supervising, but they're not doing it. But the good thing is that all of us Ghanaians, including the media, we are the ones supervising them. I think ultimately it's Ghanaians that might hold off and hold their feet to the fire, including the government itself. You know, I'm sorry to say this, but the president, when he was coming, promised us that he was going to sign this LGBT bill or he would let his attorney general sign it. I didn't hear him when Ghana celebrated, you know, he had a Thanksgiving service. It's beautiful, Mr. President, good to have a Thanksgiving service. But what about your promise to God, Mr. President? What has happened to that? I mean, this is the supervision that all of us Ghanaians have to hold the politicians to, because ultimately, we gave them the power. Look at Article 2 of the Constitution, Article 1 of the Constitution. All power belongs to Ghanaians. Sovereignty belongs to us. And we piece off some of it to our, we delegate the power to some of our, the presidency and the parliamentarians, and they're supposed to use that power for and on our behalf, for our well-being. That's what the Constitution says. So we are the ultimate supervisors.
I'm grateful to you. Moses Fuamuni is Executive Secretary, National Coalition for Proper Human Sexual Rights and Family Values. This has been Top Story. Up next is Newsnight.